Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Those are words that are said by the priest when he imposes ashes on the forehead of the person standing in front of him. It's a reminder of how frail we are, how limited we are as human beings. It is a great way to begin the Lenten journey. Ideally, what it does is puts us in proper perspective with God, that we depend on God for life, for blessing, for all the essential things, for meaning, for purpose. And to go into Lent with an open heart is the best possible way that we can begin this journey. And to begin with the ashes of Ash Wednesday is a sign that God will begin this journey with us as we go open-heartedly into the adventures that Lent will bring us. Today marks the beginning of a time when we are invited to spiritual practice. That's really what the gospel is about. One of the ironies about the gospel is it tells us that we're not supposed to show our piety before men or women, looking for their approval, the approval of the world. And so there's a certain irony about receiving ashes on Ash Wednesday and having the mark of the ashes on our forehead when it's really between you and me and God. But it's important to remember that it isn't for all those people out there in the world. That what the journey through this season is about, it's about developing our relationship with God, being open to those new things that God can bring us. The Lenten journey begins in the ashes of Ash Wednesday, but as we make this journey through this particular season, as we take on those spiritual practices, and it's really a season of invitation to deepen spiritual practice, it prepares us for what lies ahead. Now, the journey takes us into the valley of despair, keeping watch at the foot of the cross on Good Friday, when everything seems to be lost, where life ends in death and despair. And yet, because we are Christian people, we journey in that hope that the new life, that transformation that takes place from Good Friday into Easter, that kind of faith may be ours. And the Lenten journey is about transformation, about God working in each one of our hearts and minds and lives to help us become a little more the people that God created each one of us to be. What will the adventure be for each one of us this season? The adventure is enhanced as we engage in spiritual practice, and there are two particular opportunities here that I want to call attention to this Lent. On Sunday mornings at the 10 o'clock forum hour, we're going to spend time with some themes from the Gospel of John, a time of prayer and reflection, and really journal keeping. And so the hope is that you'll come on Sunday morning, beginning this Sunday at 10 o'clock. Come on Sunday morning and hear about the theme. And then take one of the booklets with you and through the week, reflect and pray and journal. Write down your thoughts. What is God doing in your heart and mind, in your life? And then come back next week and hear more about another theme as you make that journey. It's a way of being intentional as we move through these days. And the second spiritual practice that you can take on this Lent here at St. Mary's Church is a Bible study on Wednesday nights, part of the the Lenten Supper program, which begins at 5:30 each Wednesday with Tom Blair. Tom Blair, the retired rector from St. Stephen's Church, who is a particularly gifted Bible study teacher. And he's going to focus on parables in the New Testament. So as you take that on as well, that extra piece of spiritual discipline, who knows what this adventure in the Lenten season, this journey, will show us as we move through these days. We go through it with that spiritual practice with open hearts to let God show us what it is that God would have us know and do during this season. And of course, we journey in the hope of glory, that as we move through these days, that God will bring us to a glorious Easter, a glorious time of transformation, when we'll have new ideas, new thoughts, a deeper connection, something that can sustain our lives with all the challenges and opportunities that lie before us. That God will walk with us, showing the things that each one of us needs to know, so that we can get on with our lives in the best way.